Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Today, as you can probably see, not just yet, but my helper there with the pictures, it's going to be about mustard seed faith. So really, really quickly for you guys, we're going to cover a few awesome things God's put in my mind. Actually, just a couple of hours ago before I started preparing to get down here, a couple of unsuspecting young men came to my door, and they were there to buy a projector from me, and they took a couple of extra things as well, and it was pretty awesome actually. They always get so many different reactions from people when they see the power of God, and these particular guys, probably in their early 20s, I saw a scar on one of their knees, and I of course couldn't keep it to myself. I had to start asking questions, and before you know it, he tells me that he's had a rugby injury for many years, and it was paining him everywhere he went, and it was just a big old nasty scar because he actually tore it open when he had this accident, had to have it operated on, and so I just asked him, has he ever seen a miracle before, have a seat on my healing chair. That's what I said to him, and he freaked out, but he sat down anyway because someone here named it the healing chair. I don't believe it's just that chair has the any sort of anointing. We can heal people through Jesus' name anywhere, anytime, anywhere. As you will see, I'm going to show you a short clip later on of lovely Pat getting healed by God in the church. You're going to see another clip later on of people being healed outside of the church. It doesn't matter. We carry the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Anyway. So anyway, these guys were there, and they got healed. He got healed. The fellow got healed. And he said that he felt exactly the same as the other one. The pain left him instantly. He was able to do what he couldn't do before with bending it and everything like that. And he was amazed, but he responded in a different way. He actually bolted. That's how good it was. He just bolted. He bolted out of there. He took his projector and his friend, he got out of there. Because sometimes miracles just do that to people. Like, they've got a confrontation they've got to deal with. Like, what do you do with that? God just gave you a brand new knee. What do you do with that? So I know full well the Holy Spirit's already touched him in more than one ways, and he'll be thinking about that for quite some time. It's not my responsibility to always get a conversion. I don't have to always see the end result, because that's the Holy Spirit's role. He's the one that draws them in, and we just do what we can at the time. I used to feel really burdened by having to always see the end result, but no, that's not my responsibility, and either is it yours. So rest in that thought. So thank you, God, for that one. I don't have to worry about every single soul. All I do is just be obedient to what he asks me to do at the time when he creates opportunities. And sometimes I just get nervous and scared, or my wife says, no, no, you're not praying for that one. We're going. I'm blaming it on you, Simone. She just says, her words are, she says, down, down, Serge, down. She says, you can see what I'm about to do. And she just tells me no. At a restaurant last week in the city, I couldn't apparently, but I wanted to so badly. It was such a invitation. Even the mother had walked away from these lovely three children, and it was going to happen. He had a moon boot on, and it was going to happen, and I got told no, because we didn't. I have to respect the fact that I can't always be doing this, although I want to. I have to spend time with my family. That's also ministry, spending time with the family, looking after the kids, making sure that they don't actually hurt each other. So it's all good. So my aim, in case you haven't already organized this in your thoughts, you haven't thought about it, you haven't realized, is that I want to encourage people, believers, to do what they want to do, what they feel that they want to do, but sometimes they get scared, they get concerned about what somebody might think. I want to encourage people to just believe in the impossible, in God, impossible. The only limit that we have is our own self. And so I want to be able to talk about walking in Christ without any limit, without any fear, no limits. And I want to talk to you about how to grow that seed, that mustard seed, which all it takes is a mustard seed at the start. I thought it had to be more about me, having to work myself up and, do all sorts of things. But no, it's all about God. All we've got to do is be the conduit. And how did Jesus encourage his disciples and help increase their faith? Do you guys have any idea? I understand that everyone here knows the New Testament inside out, yes? By next time you will. So we know the basics, right, about Jesus, how he increased the faith. So if you could please right about now bring up my picture there with Matt 17:20. So it says very clearly there, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So simple as that. Is there anything that we have to do at our end? Is there anything that we've got to muster up? Is there anything that we're called to do, to pray in tongues for half an hour before you pray for somebody, to do a, you know, some sort of a miraculous thing on your own? Do you have to do any fasting? No, it just says if you have the actual mustard seed faith, just a seed the size of a mustard seed, and that will, if you have that much faith, that little bit that you saw in the first picture, that's enough. So what with that, I want to show you what it looks like to pray for somebody in the church. It's simple. I know some of you guys are probably already doing this, and it's awesome, but I want to encourage the ones that are not, and I want to also encourage the ones that aren't necessarily... There might be some non-believers here, but I'm talking to mainly the believers, and how easy it is through just being led by the Spirit. I remember seeing Pat hobbling along quite a few months back. She had a cane, and it was really concerning to see her in that condition, and I just felt led to go up and ask her what's wrong, so I did. And do you want to see the video? Okay, so put on the video, please, guys. We've got Pat over here who says that she can't feel any more pain, that she doesn't need a stick anymore. Is that right?
Yes, amen.
What happened just then?
Jesus has healed me. He healed me.
Is he awesome or what?
Absolutely, wonderfully, wonderfully. God Almighty.
Now you can...
Jesus is the healer.
He is.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can drive now.
Yes, I can drive tomorrow. I'll drive my husband to the nursing home.
Oh, and you can show him this video too.
Yeah, look at her dancing.
Look at it. She's awesome. Look at her. She's trying to find the pain. She can't find it anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Is that awesome? What? So cute. So Pat is very silent about this sort of stuff, but she never says anything. But the reality is she's had quite a few things going on, and another one was her knee. And 2 weeks later, she approached Miguel and myself, and we prayed for you, and the doctor said it was never going to be the same, but that was wrong, wasn't it? Had to have a new knee, they said. Yep. Yep. Praise God. Praise God. So that's amazing. So according to your faith, so be it unto you, because you wanted it, you came with expectation. I didn't come to you for that one. You came to me and Miguel, didn't you? So she's the lovely lady over there, the quiet one. And she's seen some amazing miracles in her life because she's expected it. And God will always honor that. So we can grow our faith through the three I's: inspiration, instruction, and impartation. Inspiration, instruction, and impartation. We see examples of it all over the Bible, but I'm not going to have a chance to get into it today. I'll just quickly explain that the one that I'm hopefully assisting you with is inspiration. By showing you these videos, these testimonies, it's all about inspiration, encouraging you to expect more from God in your walk. And the supernatural is such a natural part of the walk. It shouldn't be left aside, because we walk in power and love. And Marg had a word earlier on for me. She was very lovely with her amazing words that she gets. And she said, Serge, I hope I don't muck it up. She said, Serge, the love of the Father, is how we see miracles. Is that correct? So it's true. And that's what Jesus did. He always went and drew himself away, and he went to spend time with the Father. And when he understood who he was, he always went to the Father to do what was pleasing to the Father. And he understood his position and how much the Father loved him, and then he went and took that love and just spread it out. And you can't pray for somebody if you don't have love for them. I mean, I've tried certain people that I've, people that you kind of aren't necessarily the friendliest, but hey, you know, that you've got to love everybody and forget about the flesh, put the flesh aside, and go with what you know you must do. So be obedient, and God will move. We only have a very short time on earth to represent Jesus, so we need to really understand that it's only a very short time that we have, and once we get to heaven, we can't take any more people with us, no more souls. The only chance that we get is now, here and now, to take souls with us to heaven, and that's it. God might want to take me tonight, okay? He might want to take one of us. I'm not saying he will, but he can do what he wants, and that's it. We're going to heaven if you know Jesus, and that'll be it. You'll be praising and worshiping God forever, but the chance that we have right now will be gone. So I want to show you another interesting thing. I just showed you the video inside the church, and there's been plenty of people that have been healed by God, but I would like people to really, if you feel led, just come up and tell about it, because keeping it to yourself is not going to be glorifying God. So if you've been touched, I know there's plenty of people. I know that not everyone's been healed, and that's not what I'm going to focus on, because I don't want to get a negative out of a positive. The positive is people are being healed, and we've seen stuff. But if you do want to get the boldness to come up here at some point and just share, that would really help other people as well. It's all about growing the faith, and iron sharpens iron. Now I'm going to show you another video. I threw some clips together really quickly, a bit of an amateurish video, but you'll get the job done. It'll work. It'll do. And I just did it really quickly for you guys, just some different healings that took place and so forth outside of the church. And I'll just give you a quick side note. We had Chrissy Adams, she had a courier come to her work, and that courier had a broken finger and had his wife to help lift all the heavy stuff, and she had a bad back and migraines and headaches and whatnot, so they needed some help. Chrissy actually asked her to pray for them, and as I understand, and a couple of hours later at the most, they roll up at my house as well on the same day, and I had no idea about this at all. All they told me when I got there was this lovely Christian lady wanted to pray for me and prayed for me, and it was awesome. Now you want to pray for me? Yeah, great, let's do it. And I just thought to myself, what are the odds of that happening if you think about that? I mean, it's a big, big lot of land here in Victoria, isn't there? So those people, your parents, correct? Yeah, yeah. What's that? Your mum. Yeah, Chrissy, your mum. That's right, she's a lovely lady. And we're just talking about it, and I worked it out, and it was just amazing. So these people, you'll see them in the clip. It's the fellow with a broken finger. He had a pin, so he couldn't take it off, the doctor said, but you could clearly see that he's loving the fact that he got healed. And then you've got his wife next to him. They're the couple I'm referring to. But there are other videos, other things that happened. I just threw a few things together for you guys, and I hope you enjoy. So just get encouraged. Here we go.
Walk around for me. Just go up the footpath, bro. Go for a walk. What do you got? Is that insane? Is that insane?
Oh, what?
How is it?
That's so creepy. It's actually
so cool or what? Man.
It's not doing it.
Can you find anything wrong with it?
No.
Is that good?
Yeah, usually if I did that, it would probably pop out.
How cool is that, man? Good start to the night. Thank you, Jesus.
There you go.
Thank you, JC, man. High five, sister. Do something you couldn't do before. Check it out. So, how does it feel? Is there pain right now? How do you explain that?
Huh? he get in his face and said, what happened? You got no more bait. All right.
Well, I hope it's going to be like this.
To say I'm healed in the name of Jesus.
Better so that as soon as I'm seeing the doctor in a couple of weeks, I want to play golf.
Full healing. You want your healing, don't you, Rose?
Yeah.
Yes? Can I get an amen, sister?
Amen.
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 How are you feeling?
This is numb.
Command this headache to go right now in Jesus' name. All pain, go now. Got pain?
No. It's just, as I said, it's just
going to follow
me.
Is that amazing? How good is God? What's going on here? What? You're laughing? What? God's just touched you, huh? All right. Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, thank you, Jesus.
Actually hurting.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm speechless. That's phenomenal.
Well, what
that is actually amazing.
And what, any questions about that at all?
How can you do it?
Okay. I'm just a conduit. I believe in God like you believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And the reason is I can do this is because I know the Holy Spirit is in me and I allow the Holy Spirit to come out and heal people. So it's just something that I don't have to do. There's no effort involved except for other than just agreeing. Okay. Right now, just say, Jesus, I receive you.
Jesus, I receive you.
And come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me for doing things my way in the past.
Forgive me for doing things my way in the past.
I turn from my sins.
I turn from my sins.
And I look towards you.
And I look towards you.
And I will be following you all the rest of my days.
And I will be following you all the rest of my days.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For your Son, Jesus.
For your Son, Jesus.
Amen, brother. Give me a high five.
Amen.
Now, what's the other issue you had, bro? You had something with your shoulder, a knot? Where's the knot?
Just a nerve, to be honest.
It's probably gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, God, the Holy Spirit's amazing, man. So, are you sure? Check it, make sure. Can you feel it? Yeah.
Oh, I can't feel it.
Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sorry about the shaky video. You do what you can, but the main thing is that he was touched. And how much faith do you think it took to see that kind of thing happen there? It, as it says, that last scripture, Matthew 17:20, which we looked at earlier, the size of a mustard seed, that's how much faith it took. God's amazing. So he's so amazing. We were at a hotel for my wife and I, our anniversary on Sunday. And the room, what do you call these guys? Room service? Housekeeping? The fella came into putting the porta cot for us, and he not only got healed of something that doctors couldn't even diagnose, he had something going on in his stomach, some gastric issue. He just didn't know what it was, but it was paining the whole time, and the doctors didn't know what it was. He got healed of that instantly. He got his back restored, and he gave his life to Jesus on the spot, and now he's got me praying for his wife and everything else. And it's just the way that we roll, me, Jesus and I. It's just the way that we roll. We do life like that. We just go around. I don't have to worry about doing it any other way. I don't have to try to perform. I used to have to try to perform. I used to think, you know, am I going to do this the right way? Are they going to, appreciate if I go up and ask, do you want any prayer for anything? Is anything hurting? And nowadays, it doesn't matter. As long as the person's touched in some way, if they reject me, they reject me. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. I won't be able to do anything other than just wipe the dust off my feet. Because the thing is, as you have to understand, I can't just go around asking for prayer. They have to also know the gospel. So we also have to lead them to Jesus, point them to Jesus every time, if we can, if we get the opportunity. But anyway, regardless, the Holy Spirit will do what he can at that time, and then someone else will come along and water some more, and thank you, Jesus. So I'll just show you something, guys. I'll let you know really quickly that every person here, I assume, knows Jesus, and if you don't, you should. Come up, and we'll pray for you. It's a case of if you're born again, not just a Christian, but you've got to be born again, okay? John 3, correct? Yes, Nicodemus goes to Jesus at night and asks him, what do I have to do to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God? How can I be born again? And Jesus explained it. You must be born again of the Spirit and explained it. So you must be born again. It's not just coming to church. You've got to be born again. And if you're born again, guess what? You can do this stuff and greater. Because you guys might have bigger faith than me. You know, I mean, you start off with a mustard seed, but then it builds and builds. And if Jesus said all it takes is a mustard seed-sized faith, you better believe it. So you guys are, I'm sure we're going to see some phenomenal testimonies. And I was really encouraged by what I heard at Encounter Night. That was amazing, seeing so many people, too many people apparently. You guys hadn't had that many people before. It's just like one after another. It's amazing. It's so good. Thank you, Jesus. My recent meeting with Graham, I remember one of the things that we said was that we agreed that we want to see bigger miracles because we're not content. We've got to always be looking for more. What's the next level, Lord? You take me to this mountaintop? Okay, let's just keep going now. What's next? We don't just settle. You never settle. You never stop camping there. You've got to keep moving. So we want to see bigger miracles. And by that, we meant seeing regular incurable diseases, people with, other things that, for example, mental issues and whatnot on a regular basis. And that's what I'm believing for. And interestingly enough, Graham, I haven't told you this, that very day I went home and I prayed for a gentleman. He came over and he had some serious issues, 5 years, incurable disease. I'm not going to get into it today. It's too much of a long testimony. It's phenomenal what this guy's had happen in his life. And he was, for a long time, people were praying for him. I'd prayed for him at a couple of meetings and nothing happened. This one thing, incurable disease that he was diagnosed with 5 years ago. We went through a few things and we just discussed a few things the Holy Spirit brought up. And then on the spot, once he confessed those sins and he repented of what he had done, because he wasn't even aware that was a problem with God. This is why we need to be in the Word. We need to get in the Word. We need to know where we stand. What does God allow? What doesn't he allow? What does he think that, is cool? What isn't cool with God? I don't care about the world telling me I'm fashionable, I'm not fashionable, I'm cool or I'm not cool. I just want to know, am I cool with God? That's what I care about. I want to know, if he doesn't like it, it's got to go. If he tells me tomorrow, your business has to go. It's getting in the way of you and me. I say that before all you people here. I struggle like you wouldn't believe, 22 years in this business, but I have to give it up. That's just what it comes down to. If we want to go that next level and be intimate with our Maker the way Jesus was, giving up everything, even his own life, for us, that's how much he loved us. So this gentleman, he was healed instantly. The pain left him, hasn't come back since. He's like halved his medication. He was doing stuff he shouldn't be doing because by rights the doctor said it was incurable. And he will come up here and he will give his testimony and God will be glorified. And there's another lady who's been tormented by spirits and depression 20 plus years, New Age she was involved with. absolutely messed up, the poor lady. Over the phone, she'd ring me, and we had some prayer nights, you know, spent some time with her, and she's blown away by the way this has been broken off her life, purely because, you know, spent some time with her and we prayed, and she's just totally set free from this. Why should anyone, especially a child of God, walk around in anything other than God's best? Why should we walk around in depression, in any sort of, you know, oppression from the enemy? Why? Because the enemy is a liar, that's why. And he wants us to stay that way, in that state of not knowing. But we need to know what our rights are in Jesus' name, so we could walk free, so that we can actually then help others. How can we walk and help people if, I mean, I've got such a long way to go, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've got so many issues, ask my wife. But I'm not going to stop there. I'm not going to just all of a sudden say, Serge, you've got some issues, man. God doesn't care. He cares. But he doesn't say, stop, son. And when you're perfect, you can start helping some people. But for now, forget it. Go back and just meditate on your problems. No, I'm trying the best that I can in his strength. But in the meantime, he's working on my character. But in the meantime, I'm still making myself available to him. And that's what he wants. People to come as you are, making yourself available. He'll create the opportunities. He'll back you up. And so we're going to do some training in the not too distant future. We'll do some very short courses for people to be able to understand how easy this is. And if you're interested, I'd love to see you there to get more into how. But I just want to see that you guys understand this. William Booth once said very clearly and very beautifully, the way he put it. Thank you. Awesome. There it is. I'm not waiting for a move of God. I am a move of God. Now, what an amazing man. I'm sure you all know who William Booth is. For those that don't, he's the founder of the Salvation Army. And this man, as you can see today, he's left a legacy. And he decided he was going to be doing what he did. Although, when they would parade down the street, they would throw dead cats, bricks, rotten eggs, whatever, at these people because they didn't know better. But he said, no, forget it. I don't care about any sort of treatment from the world. I'm going to keep going. And this is what we have today, Salvation Army, thanks to him. Because he decided to do something, not just ask for God to move. I will move. And that's what I believe every one of us needs to do. So I just want to encourage you to dare to look like a fool for Jesus. Because the world's going to ask you to do some things, and I'd rather look like a fool for Jesus than anything else in this lifetime. Anything the world can offer me, to be honest with you. In saying all of that, I hope I made it quick enough for you, Graham. I just want to say that God's going to move. We're going to see some phenomenal things. Come with expectation, and let's see what God does tonight. Anyone that has any form of ailment, pain, whatever. In fact, I just feel led right now to ask, does anyone here, and I bet you there'll be some hands going up, does anyone here have any sort of suffering at all with any form of allergies at all? Whether it's some sort of intolerance, dairy or animals, fur, whatever, asthma. Does anyone have, okay, we've got one over here, there's surely going to be more. Anyone have any allergies? Okay, there's three. Cool. Five. Okay, so six. I don't know if I've seen seven. Is anyone else? Seven people? Is there anyone else that has any form of allergy? I did. And now I don't because Jesus took it away. And sometimes it tries to come back, mind you. I'm not telling you that I've got a permanent fix for life because the enemy is relentless. He is relentless and he will try to come in and never give up. And we just have to stand. And so I'm not having it back. You will not be giving that to me. So I mentioned very quickly, I believe last time, huge problems with post-nasal drip and up here and all congested and messed up and I had to have medication and steroids and whatnot. Not anymore. I decided, nah, Jesus is going to heal me. And he did. Thank you, Lord. So there's seven people. Last call. No one else? All right. So right now, we are going to agree, okay? We're going to decree, we're going to declare that every person, thank you, Father, thank you, Heavenly Father, for every hand that went up. Thank you, Father, that you love every single child of yours. And it's as easy as this. We come together before you right now, and we just thank you in advance for the miracles you're going to perform right now. And we just say, thank you, Lord, have your way with them. And every person, every hand that went up, in the name of Jesus, I curse that allergy, whether it be in the form of asthma or any sort of dairy or gluten issue. we just curse that allergy right now out of their body in Jesus' name. No more allergies for every single person that put their hand up. They will eat what they want to eat and they will not have any issues. Their bodies will not be affected any way, shape or form. And they will go near cats, dogs, whatever the case, they won't be having any issues there either. And when they go next time for a run, there will be no more asthma at all. No more asthma. Break that off, the spirit of asthma in Jesus' name. Right now, every individual, they put their hand up. Touch them, Holy Spirit, by your might, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you love them, Lord. Thank you. So right now, you might get a case of, it's happened now, I feel free, my goodness, wow. You might get nothing, and then tomorrow you'll tell me that it's gone. I had a case in another church where two people came up, and they told me that from the last meeting, they were set free from asthma, including a pastor. So it's, and I just did what I did then. It wasn't anything over the top or long-winded. We've got to understand, we've got to keep things simple. And it's not about complication or trying to work it out in our own mind. Just go with the flow as long as we treat the matter. And that's pretty simple. It's an allergy. I had a gentleman come to my house just recently. And he's a pastor also, a youth pastor. And because he doesn't have it anymore. It's awesome. He had something the doctor said he'd have to watch out for, and that was that it was the dairy intolerance for this young man. That's it. So he couldn't have anything. Imagine, can you imagine? No dairy, no chocolate. I'd die personally. So this guy, what do? I go to the kitchen. I get us a coffee, and what do I pull out of the fridge? Chocolate. And I put it in front of him at the coffee table, and I said, "Do you want some?" And he goes, "No, I can't." And he told me the whole story. He's 3 years. He hasn't been able to have any chocolate. And all the rest of it, and people have prayed for him and nothing. And I said, "That's fine. And you know, I'm going to ask you, don't you? You know what I'm going to ask next?" He goes, "Yeah, if you can pray for me." And he goes, I said, "That's right." And he let me pray for him. It wasn't a big deal. It was 2 seconds times about 10, about 20, 30 seconds prayer, commanding, not asking, commanding. And next thing you know, he's having chocolate, not having to run to the loo. He had another one. Then he had another one, still not having to run to the loo, totally fine. We kept talking for another hour, still not run to the loo. He's totally fine. He's totally healed. And I checked up on him a month later, still healed. Now he's trying everything he can with dairy to try and make sure it's definitely sorted. And he knows now that God's healed him. And it's just amazing that he stepped up and said, "Yeah, why not? What have I got to lose?" And God met him. And that's what we want to see, people that come up with expectations. So in saying that, does anybody here... In fact, I've got one more really quick one. The tennis club. Can I say quickly? At the tennis club, we're seeing some phenomenal things. Incurable diseases, incurable stuff going on over there. We've got a guy who is 78 years of age, he's playing tennis. It's pretty awesome. And he knows the Lord, but he's never seen a miracle. How could you be 78 and never seen a miracle? I can't understand that. But he never seen a miracle. And he actually played one set of tennis. It was awful, tennis. Poor guy was just dizzy. He had vertigo, but the doctors couldn't diagnose it. They didn't know what was wrong with him. They had all kinds of tests done, and he was looking for another doctor to go and get a second opinion from. And he actually asked someone there, "Can I get someone else's doctor? I've got to go and see somebody." And after, when I got a chance with him, I sat down, prayed for him very quickly, took him to the side. I don't want to embarrass people because you've got to be tactful as well. You can't just start... "Hallelujah, brother, you're healed." You've got to really use your tact and say, "Okay, come over here. The girls are over here. Let's go over here, have a chat." So I went over with him, and the next set he played, he was just a gun. He was all over it, and he's still healed. So whatever the doctor said that they couldn't figure out, it's gone in Jesus' name. That's how easy it is. So I just thought to myself, if I keep quiet, what's going to happen here? I mean, the guy's going to go home still messed up, having to go to doctors, so... That's what's happened with him, and there's many more, but I'm going to be quiet now. I get really excited when I see people's faces change and transformed, and people just thanking Jesus, and you know, it's a beautiful thing. And walking in power and love, that's what we're called to do. Power and love, that's what Jesus did. That's what we were meant to do. It's not complicated, it's really easy, but we just got to get that whole fear mentality out of our heads, because it doesn't belong there, and he gave us a fear mentality, the enemy did, not God. God gave us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So sandwiched in the middle is love. we must do everything by love, as Marg said, the love of the Father that flows through us. And that love, through that love, miracles happen. So thank you, Jesus. Who would like to be prayed for? Please come forward. Don't be shy. We're going to see God move. So who has something that's been bothering them with any sort of pain or anything at all that you'd like to see left behind? What would you like to see left behind? Anyone here have any sort of issue with anything? I know that... Belinda, do you want to come up? I've got this silly nervous twitch. I'll get rid of it one day. Pray for me. I don't have it anymore, but I'll just keep going. It's like, what are you doing? Pray for me, guys. How are you, Belinda?
Thank you.
Belinda's such a lovely lady. We met at a meeting. Met at a training session. Is that how we met?
Fivefold.
Yeah. It's the fivefold in Glen Waverley. So, yes, she's seen some amazing things, and we had a short training session, and what she saw, she went out and applied, and she's doing amazing things for God now, and her whole team. Isn't that amazing? To hear that people are actually getting something out of it. Because if I encourage one person, then that's an awesome thing. I've done my job. And so people I'm hearing are going out, and one person's doing this and doing that, and they're all seeing God move. So thank you, Jesus. So we've got Philip.
Zilek.
What's that?
Zilek.
Zilek?
Yeah.
Zilek.
So we'll just pray for
him. Okay. So we're going to pray for Zilek right now, church, and we're going to pray for his autism, okay?
Yeah.
Is that too hard for God?
No.
Is that too hard for God?
No.
All right, so let's pray for him right now.
Okay.
Give me your hand, give me your hand. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Set him free, Jesus. Set him free. Set him free right now. Suéltalo. Ya mismo, en nombre de Jesús. Spirit of infirmity, I cast you out right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of autism, out now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How are you feeling? Good?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We just lift him up to you right now, Father. And I know that even as he leaves here today, Holy Spirit's going to keep touching him. And you're going to just work in that mind, that beautiful mind of his. I just speak a brand new mind right now, brand new in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for touching him right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're improving his speech. Is that right? His speech has been improving? Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. So, is there something that is specific that we need to pray that you want to...
Yeah, that's definitely more of his speech.
Yeah.
Because before we started praying with you, it's very hard for him to talk. But
yep.
After learning from you how to pray for him, so he's starting to talk
more. Yep.
And he's able to communicate more than what...
Yep.
Before. So that's definitely one thing. The other thing is he was really disobedient before.
Right.
But now we have really beautiful relationship because I homeschool for the past 10 years. And
can you guys hear this? Not really. Big improvement. What's happening is that we've prayed for him before and... Well, I actually just told Belinda what to do, and she went and did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you did it.
Yeah.
So explain from there. You came to a training session.
Yep.
Explain.
Yep. Just basically came for the training session and then talked to Sergio about how to pray for my son. Then we went home and prayed for him. And then from there, he started to pick up language, and he started to talk more than what we ever imagined before. So... And then the focus is better. And also, it was really hard started last year when he was going through the stage of disobedience because I've been homeschooling for the past 10 years. and starting from praying just for him to be more obedient, and then and it went over being obedient to we having really lovely relationship.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, so that was really precious to me.
Of course.
Homeschooling and having an obedient kids is really
very helpful.
Important. Yeah, and also through learning from surgery during the training, started to learn how to pray for others. So in our prayer groups, we started to pray for the members who were sick, and then we got seven, all of them got healed. So that was really amazing. And for us now, we're just now searching for people to pray for.
You come to the right place, sister.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Round of applause.
I was thinking that I was telling Sergio I would too shy to come up because he read his pain, but we thought we're not
going
to let that stop us from giving glory to God. So that's why we just said.
Can you have a hug? Can you have a hug? Do you
hello.
Do hugs?
Hello.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Bless him, Lord. Touch him. Thank you, Lord. So that's an amazing improvement, and we're going to just keep believing that he is healed, and the Holy Spirit is going to keep working in him. Amen. Yep, so anyone else that wants prayer, come up right now. Please don't hold back. We'll pray for you. So, awesome. What do we got over here? I can already tell there's a knee issue. Fell off the horse? That's right. Okay. Let me try again. Everyone come up that needs prayer, please. We're not going to pray one by one. We'll all pray for you. Oh, now he needs help for the other knee. All right, come up. Who else? Come up, come up. We'll pray for you. Don't be shy. Anyone else? Don't be shy. You don't want to miss out. Don't hold back.
Sorry. Very quickly, during worship tonight, I didn't say anything in time, but I really feel strongly that I need to say this now to really affirm what Serge is saying here tonight. This is not a spectator sport. God is calling us as a church and you as individuals to participate in what Serge is talking about tonight. I had such a sense during worship that the evening services are going to start to change. There's something God wants to start to do. He's going to stir us up as a church to come with expectation that God is going to move through this night service. Not just the night service, but I believe this is going to be the pivotal place where it's going to start to happen. It will flow out from this over the rest of the church. I feel to really encourage you that this is not a spectator thing. God is calling all of us through the power of His Holy Spirit to stand up and say, God, count me in. I will come and lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. I will lay hands on the oppressed and they will be set free. Why? Through the name of Jesus. And I really feel to encourage you all tonight, this is what God is calling us as a church to do and to come with expectation. Don't come saying, oh, let's just come and watch what God's going to do. God says, no, you come and seek my face and allow me to speak through you and through the giftings I've placed within you, and you will see the power of God move. Mm-hmm. I believe this really strongly. Even as I say it now, I can feel it here really, really heavily. This is a time of change for us as a church. This is a time of believing for the unexpected, to believe for what shouldn't happen is going to happen through the name of Jesus. And there's a lot more surges in this church. You have the gift of healing, and God is going to start to raise you up. He's going to take you out of your comfort zone because He wants you to start to stand up for the name of Jesus, and you'll see the things you're hearing about with your own eyes. You won't just spectate, you'll see it through your own life. Amen. And I just want to really stir you. Don't let the fear, which Serge talked about, hold you back from what God is calling us as a church to do. This is, I believe, for some reason, tonight is a pivotal night where God is saying, now is the time I'm going to put down a peg in the stand and say, right, we're going to now move forward in this as we allow God to lead us. Mm-hmm. But not let the fear and not let things of our past hold us back. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, I just feel, could I pray with you later? I feel God wants me to say some words over you. There's things God has for you in particular, which you've been scared to let God, to say, God, I don't know if I could do that. Mm-hmm. God says, I'm going to set you free from some things, and there's a whole future ahead of you which you've never seen before. Yeah. Why? Because God loves you and God's grace is over you. Okay, so I just feel to encourage that tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, why don't you all stand? If you haven't come out the front and you want prayer, come out the front, and Serge will pray, elders will pray, and we'll let's close the meeting. Father, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for what Mike just said. It confirms, Lord God, what I felt as we were worshiping. I thank you for Serge. I thank you for enthusiasm, Lord God. And Lord God, as Serge continues to prepare for these training nights that we're going to run during the term, Lord God, I pray that you would just continue to encourage others to start to pray. Father, I think of Zilic right now. I just thank you for him. And Lord, again, we just recognize that we all have an opportunity and a responsibility to continue to pray for people like Zilic. Lord God, we lift up those that we've been praying for in our church, for Julie and Derek and Nicole, Lord God, for Jack. Lord God, for others, we just continue to pray for that breakthrough in miracles that we've been desirous for, bigger, more things to glorify your name. And so, Lord, we think of this day that's been. We think of the weekend. Lord, we think of the word that was sown at Chicks. We just pray that you would seal that word in each of those ladies' hearts, Lord God. And as they go back to their homes, as they go back into the busyness of life, that you would allow them just to be able to escape into those places of being able to hear your voice and to continue to move in you. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this church. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of people. We thank you for the balloons that represent people getting saved. Lord, have your way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.